You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices. And we are talking with Bob Eyde from Fox 56, as we do every single week. However, we're doing it by Zoom this week, just due to some scheduling issues that we both had. So, Bob, hello.
Welcome to Zoom.
It
is the new way of doing things, and we're happy to do it. I'm at home. You're in the office.
Yes, it's rather like the pandemic all over again. Here we are, right? So, sir, you wanted to start off by talking a little bit about boys high school lacrosse this week. What's going on?
Yeah, boys and girls lacrosse. Tomorrow will be the state quarterfinals for Class AA. So we'll start with the girls. The Crestwood girls are advancing. They'll play Villa Maria tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Emmaus High School Field 2. If you want to go down to Emmaus, you're also going to see two local boys teams. The Abington Heights boys having a record season with 17 wins this year. They beat Selins Grove the other night. They advance, and they will play in the quarterfinals for the first time in their history. And they will take on Pencrest, the top seed from District 1. So Abington has won 16 games, for the season. That is a school record. And Chris Bone led the way the other night against Selins Grove in their win, 15-6. He had 6 goals, 3 assists. It's been a long time coming for the Comets. Just like the Cavaliers since Grand Prep, all these kids have come up through a youth system. We mentioned last week that Prep beat Abington twice this year, once in the district finals, but Abington now moving on in the state playoffs, and they will play at Emmaus as well. On the other side, top of the bracket, you have Scranton Prep. Scranton Prep needed double overtime the other night to beat Lower Dauphin 7-6. Braden McPartland, he scored the winning goal in the second overtime in a very hotly contested game against Lower Dauphin. Lower Dauphin was the second seed out of District 3. So now the Cavaliers will play Twin Valley, also out of District 3, right after the Abington game. So the Abington boys will be at 1 o'clock at Emmaus, and then the Scranton Prep boys at 3 o'clock. So two local teams. It's the first time ever in District 2 boys lacrosse AA that two teams from that district have made it to the state quarterfinals. After the Cavaliers win the other night, Roger, we had a chance to talk to Coach Keith Tulin about the winning goal and about the game itself against Lower Dauphin.
Okay, folks, let's hear from Keith Tulin.
Great having the McPartland trio. They could feed off each other, where last game in the district championship against Abington, Tato had 0 points, but his brothers picked him up. So, and then this game, his brothers played well, but it was his turn to shine, and having three important goals late in the half, in the second half, really put us over the top, I think. Outstanding job by Lower Dauphin. We knew it was going to be a tight game. I'm just proud of our guys, the way we fight and play gritty all game, and to come out in overtime again for the fourth time this year, it's hard to do, but they just find ways to do it.
All right, folks, so that was Keith Tulin. Bob, what's up next? We're going to talk about some baseball and softball, correct?
Well, yeah, baseball, softball, because, again, we record on Wednesday. They played on Thursday. Several local teams, you can check the PIAA website for that information, will be playing in the state semifinals. The state finals are at Penn State next week, as is lacrosse. Everything's kind of in the same weekend. That's also the weekend of Pocono Raceway. So a busy weekend that weekend.
Yeah.
So that will take place then. So congratulations to all those baseball and softball teams advancing.
Let's move on to soccer. I know you wanted to talk about that.
It's football. So
okay.
Football.
Sure. Yes.
Well, the FIFA is coming.
FIFA is coming.
Fox 56 will have it for you. We will be the FIFA station in a few weeks. June 11th it starts. It goes to July 19th. I will try to be attending two matches in the FIFA, one in Philadelphia, one in New York. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk about that later on, Roger. But, of course, the big talk for the USA team is they announce their team that will play in the World Cup in America. They have three games, all on the West Coast. And, of course, Christian Pulisic leads the way. He's a Hershey guy. He born and raised in Hershey, went to England with his mom for a little while. His parents are Kelly and Mark Pulisic. They're former soccer players at George Mason University. In fact, his dad was a professional soccer player in an indoor league in the Harrisburg. And then he coached them at youth, college, and some of the professional levels. So Christian Pulisic talked last week before the win over Senegal about his parents and what it really means to be Captain America for the USA soccer team.
All right, let's hear from Christian right now.
I mean, my parents mean everything to me. They're the two people in this world who've supported me more than anyone else through every single moment. They've watched every single game. They drove me to practices my whole life growing up. They sacrificed a lot for me to be here and believed in me through it all when probably I didn't believe in myself. So I can't speak highly enough. I mean, they're my whole world. There is a pressure there. I'm human. I feel it. I want to perform well. I want to help this team win. I want to help this country be successful in this World Cup. And I can only do the best that I can do and prepare as best I can. And I feel that that's what I'm doing. So at the end of it, I can hold my head high no matter what happens because yeah, I'm gonna give it everything we got, and luckily I have a team behind me who's gonna support me, so I don't have to do it alone.
All right, so that was Christian Pulisic. Exciting time for football in America, Bob, as you were saying. And what are your thoughts on how the U.S. team is going to do, and anything else about FIFA as we prepare for all that excitement?
Yeah, let's circle back to Pulisic. First of all, Roger. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, growing up in the Harrisburg area, the Hershey area, really. You know, there's a lot of pressure on him, and there was pressure in the last World Cup, and the Americans did okay last time. But there's really high expectations for this year's team. There's always controversy on who makes the team, who doesn't make the team, but they've looked well, they're playing well. Of course, Saturday, they're going to have their last friendly game against Germany in Chicago. So we see how they do there. And then the World Cup schedule starts for them in Group D Friday, June 12th at 9 p.m. on Fox 56. And in fact, the World Cup opens with Mexico and South Africa Thursday, June 11th at 3 o'clock.
Okay. As always, folks, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.